إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever is misguided, none can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worship of Allah and His Messenger. Amma ba'd, ibadallahi ikhwat al-Iman, the religion of Islam, which our Lord subhanahu has honored us with. It is a religion which is complete and perfect in its rulings. And Islam guides us to the most noble manners, and it warns us against every evil action and every repulsive statement. And from the matters which Islam attaches a great importance to is the etiquettes of speaking, and a person guarding and protecting his tongue and being careful in that which he says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He honored Bani Adam and He made us different from the other creatures. And this is by firstly giving us aql, a mind and a complete intellect. And then also He honored us by blessing us with the ability to speak and articulate our emotions and thoughts. So the tongue and the ability for a person to speak is one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue by which a person articulates, this tongue by which a person communicates to others what he or she wants, by which a person is able to fulfill his need, this tongue which communicates to the people the feelings which are inside the heart and our emotions, our thoughts and ideas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of this great blessing. He said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Did we not make for him, either human being, two eyes? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. And a tongue and two lips. So the fact that Allah mentioned these three matters, the eyes and the tongue and the lips, shows us that it is a blessing from Him upon us. And Allah said, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Allam al-Qur'an, the one who taught the Qur'an. Khalaq al-Insan, who created man. Allamahu al-Bayan, the one who gave us the ability to talk and articulate and speak to others. So this tongue is one of the greatest creations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. It's one of the smallest parts of the body. All it is some flesh, nothing more than that. And yet, despite how small it is, it never tires from movement, and it never becomes bored with action. And it is quick to move and quick to utter. Doesn't tire like the other limbs of the body, which are much more stronger and muscular. And yet this tongue will carry on moving and exercising and uttering longer than any other limb of the body. And the words which this tongue utters are light and easy and quick to utter. Yet at the same time, they are the most dangerous. So it is this tongue and this word which differentiates between Islam and Kufr. Only a word, La ilaha illallah, and this one is a Muslim and that one is a Kafir. how much blood has been spilt and taken due to a single word, and how many relationships are destroyed and friendships are lost because of a single word, and how many people has their honor been violated due to a single word, and how many families and ties of kinship have been broken forever due to a single word. By a single word a person marries. By a single word a person divorces. By a single word another person's confidence can be built. And by a single word another person's confidence can be destroyed. And all of it is just a single word. All of it is just the mere movement of the tongue. And more important than everything which I have mentioned is that a single word can earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His punishment. And also a single word can earn great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever utilizes his tongue and his words to please his Lord and to benefit other people, this person will have happiness in this life and the hereafter. And the one who utilizes his tongue and his words in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in hurting other people, then this person only attains sins and severe punishment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned how severe words are and how big of an effect words can have. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ, that a person, he utters a single word, a single phrase, min ridwanillahi, from the pleasure of Allah, that which pleases Allah, la yulqi laha balan, and he attaches no importance to the word which he mentioned, but because he pleased Allah with this word, yarfa'ahu Allah biha darajatin fil jannah, Allah increases his ranks in Jannah. A single word which pleased Allah, you attach no importance to this word, yet it increases your ranks in Jannah. And then the Prophet said, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ, and another person, he says a single word from that which angers Allah. لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا, and he attaches no importance to the word which he uttered. He said, يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمْ, and yet this single word takes him to Jahannam, na'udhu billah. So this is why words are so severe. You don't attach any importance to that which you are saying, but with Allah it is important. And this word can take you to Jannah, or this word can take you to the fire. And for this reason, Islam attaches a great importance and encourages us to be very careful of what we say and avoid the sins which occur with the tongue. And how many ayat, how many ahadith in the Quran which remind us again and again to be careful of that which we are uttering. Allah said in the Quran, وَقُلْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, and say to my people that they should only say that which is good. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ, because shaytan, through this tongue and through these words, he causes animosity and hatred amongst you. And every word which a person says, it is written and recorded. And Allah said, ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid, that no person utters any word except that there is a recorder ready and waiting to write. And this tongue on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will also serve a purpose. Just as the tongue serves a purpose in this dunya, also it will serve a purpose in the hereafter. And the purpose of the tongue in the hereafter is a witness over you, a witness over you, for the good which you said and also the bad which you said. And Allah said, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, on that day, the tongues will bear witness upon the people. So this tongue, ayyuhul ikhwa, it's only a very small limb or part of the body. However, it is easy to cultivate and easy to discipline. So whoever cultivates his tongue upon speaking goodness and always saying goodness, the tongue will get used to this. And then evil words and swears and bad statements will become repulsive. And whoever cultivates his tongue upon evil and hurt and swearing and insults, it becomes the custom. And then the tongue finds it difficult to speak with goodness. And there are many sins which people belittle when it comes to the tongue. However, they are severe sins. And the most severe sins with regards to the words and the tongue are words of kufr, words of disbelief. And yet many people in our community are falling into these statements, and they belittle them. But these statements are dangerous because it can enter a person into disbelief. So the first and the most severe of the sins when it comes to the tongue is mocking and joking about Islam. Any joke about Allah, any joke about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mocking something from Islam, even the most simplest matter, like for example the hijab, the legislation of the hijab, or the legislation of a miswak in Islam, or a reward from the rewards of Jannah, or a punishment from the punishments of Jahannam. Any joke, any mocking, any light statement, and it is kufr, disbelief, without any excuse. And if you say to that person, why are you joking about Islam? Why are you saying this about Allah and His Messenger? I'm only joking. It's only a bit of entertainment. I don't mean anything. I don't mean it in my heart. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. And if you ask them, they will say that we're only joking. It is only jest. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَأْزِئُونَ. Say, is it regarding Allah and His ayat and His messenger which you were joking? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't make any excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Because you have disbelieved after your iman. No excuse. Doesn't matter whether you were joking or you were serious. It doesn't matter if it was only upon the tongue or something which you meant in your heart. The smallest of jokes about Allah or His Messenger or His religion, it is clear kufr. And there is no excuse for that person. Also from the severe sins, when it comes to the tongue and the words, is swearing by other than Allah. Taking a qasam by other than Allah. People nowadays, they swear by their father. And they take a qasam by their mother, or by the grave of their children, or they take an oath by the Kaaba. They say, I swear by the Kaaba. And all of this is shirk. All of this is kufr. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man halafa bi ghayri Allahi faqad ashraka aw kafar. Whoever takes an oath by other than Allah has fallen into shirk or disbelief. And this we find in our families, with our friends, all the time, taking a qasam by the mother, by the father, by the children, by the grandparents, by the Kaaba. So if you find this in your sitting, you can't remain silent. You have to reject it. And you have to advise them that we Muslims, we only take a qasam by the name of Allah. Us, the people of Tawheed, we only take a qasam by Allah. As for taking an oath or swearing by other than Allah, even if it's your father and your mother, even if it's the Kaaba, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ أَوْ كَفَرْ, then you are fallen into shirk, or you are fallen into al-kufr. Also from the dangers of the tongue is speaking about Islam without knowledge. Generally speaking, discussing any matter and giving your opinion on any matter regarding which you don't have knowledge, this is foolishness. And this is why people, they are very careful to speak about medicine, or very careful to speak about engineering, or electrics, or plumbing, unless they have an expertise in that matter. But when it comes to Islam, Everybody feels that they have a right to give a fatwa, or give an opinion, or give a statement. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not pursue that which you have no knowledge over. And this is also one of the plots of a shaitan, that he entices you to speak about Allah and to speak about Islam when you have no knowledge regarding the matter. Allah said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the steps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Because he is a clear enemy to you. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. He orders you with evil, and he orders you with fahsha. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And he orders you to speak about Allah, meaning the religion of Allah, without any knowledge. So if you are careful of speaking about medicine, then be even more careful about speaking about Islam. And the safest thing which you can say, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best. If you know, and you have an evidence, and you have knowledge, then speak. But if you don't know, then remain silent. And also from the sins of the tongue, is something which is spread amongst many of the youth, and that is swearing, and insulting, and saying bad words. And they have taken this from what they watch on TV, and what they listen to, and also what they hear in their houses, their own parents, swearing by mentioning sisters, or mentioning mothers, in different languages. So the young pick this up, and they become accustomed to these swears. And this isn't the characteristic of a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he negated swearing from a mu'min. He said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ, that the believer, the person of iman, isn't a person who swears and insults. وَلَا اللَّعَانِ, and neither does he curse. وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ, and neither is he immoral in that which he says. وَلَا بَذِيءُ اللِّسَانِ, and neither is he disgusting in his language and the words which he uses. So swearing and insulting and cursing and speaking with fahsha, ليس المؤمن. This isn't the way of the believer. And even more repulsive when it comes from the women. Even more repulsive that when this swearing and this insulting, when it occurs from women. Also from the sins of the tongue is something that we fall into, and that is racism. And this racism, which is belittling another person based upon his creation, his color, his skin, his ethnicity, his language, the land where he came from, how Allah created him. This is from the actions of Iblis, not from the actions of a Muslim. Because when Allah told Iblis to prostrate in front of Adam, and he refused to prostrate, make sujood, and Allah said to him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ, that what has prevented you from prostrating in front of the one who I created with my own two hands? He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ, I am better than him. Why? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. Because you created me from the fire, and you created him from soil, and the fire is better than the soil. And this was the first instance of racism. And also this is spread amongst the people, speaking against the Arabs, or the non-Arabs, or speaking against blacks, or Africans, or Pakistanis, or Indians, or English, or Bengali, or any other race. This is something which is from the actions of Iblis. And also, insulting a person's lineage, it enters into this. And the Prophet ﷺ, he described this as being a word of kufr. Belittling somebody and insulting somebody based upon his lineage. And the Prophet ﷺ said, ثِنْتَانِ فِي النَّاسِ هُمَا بِهِمَا كُفْرٌ. That two traits in people, it contains kufr, disbelief. He said, أَطَّعْنُ فِي النَّسَبِ, insulting a person's lineage. وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ, and wailing over the deceased. And also from the sins of the tongue, and maybe the one of the most repulsive sins is violating the honor of another believer through backbiting, through slander, through accusations which are false. Especially the people of knowledge, especially the ulama and the tulab al-ilm and the imams of our masajid and the people of iman and the people of righteousness and the believers in general. And Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that those people who hurt and harm and cause irritation to the believing men and the believing women, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, for no sin which they have, فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمٌ مُبِينًا, then they have said a great lie, a great slander, and a clear sin. And Allah forbade us from backbiting. And backbiting is one of the major sins, al-ghiba. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that you should not backbite each other. And then He likened backbiting to eating the flesh of your dead brother. Does anybody like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? No. Then backbiting is like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the one who backbites is like a bankrupt person on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because this bankrupt person, in this dunya, he has with him zakah, and salah, and fasting, and goodness. But he used to insult this one. And he used to accuse this one. And he used to backbite the other one. And he used to slander against the other one. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his good deeds are taken from him. All that charity, all those hajj and umrah and salah and saum, all of them are taken from him. And they are given to the Muslims who he used to insult and swear and bully and backbite and belittle. And when this person has no more good deeds left, then their sins are taken. And then their sins are put upon the record of this person. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ, and then he is thrown into the fire. This is the bankrupt person. And also, ikhwati fillah, certain words which we say, also words of kufr, but we don't attach importance to them. We have to be careful. Some are words of kufr and some is sinning. For example, a person saying, oh Jesus, or to hell with him, or good luck, or superstitious statements, or mentioning horoscopes, and matters like this. We have to be careful, because this can also lead to kufr. Ibadallah, ikhwat al-iman. You should know that what you say and what you speak with, this is an indicator of that which is in your heart. And your heart is an indicator of your iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yastaqimu imanu 'abdin hatta yastaqima qalbuhu," that the iman of a person will not be upright until his heart is upright. وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُهُ, and the heart of a person will not be upright until his tongue is upright. So if you want to rectify your heart and you want to strengthen your iman, then you have to also rectify your tongue. And we have to be careful about what we say, and that we shouldn't be swearing and insulting. And this isn't the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you swear and you say these words, even if you consider them to be something which is small, however, people attribute this to Islam. Or look at the Muslims. This is what Islam teaches them. So our words as believers should be nice words, polite words, sweet words. In our house with our parents, don't even say uff. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff. Not even the word uff you're allowed to say in front of your parents. And also with your neighbors. And our students who are at school with their teachers, their non-Muslim teachers, and friends and colleagues at work. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. The sins which occur upon the tongue of a person and by way of words are many and very severe. يَهْوِي بِهَا إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ. A person says something, لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا, pays no attention to that which he said, But because he angered Allah, yahwi biha ila jahannam, it throws him into the fire. But at the same time, there are many good actions and great acts of reward which a person can do by his tongue. And it requires no effort. It doesn't cost anything. All they are simple words. And yet these words can earn us a great reward. And from those words which earn us a great reward is a dhikr. Making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ, should I not inform you of the best of your actions? وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ, and the most pure with your Lord. وَأَرْفَعُهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ, and that which raises you the highest in your ranks. خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, better for you than donating gold and silver. And then the companion said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, of course, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhikrullahi azza wa jal, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ahabba al-kalami ila Allah arba'a, and the most beloved dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is four words, and they are the easiest words. He said, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the greatest and most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So us as believers, not only should we be careful of staying away from the sins and protecting our tongue, but at the same time utilizing this tongue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easiest action which costs nothing and yet it has a great reward. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم الله في كتابه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اجعل في قلبنا نورا واجعل في لساننا نورا وفي بصرنا نورا اللهم اجعل في سمعنا نورا اللهم اجعل عن يميننا نورا اللهم اجعل عن يسارنا نورا اللهم اجعل فوقنا نورا وتحتنا نورا اللهم اجعل أمامنا نورا اللهم اجعل لنا نورا اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة.